But what did your parents dress you up as a little niño?
Oh, bro, it was the worst. Parents were pastors, so I only had two options.
Okay.
A Bible character or a clown.
Okay. What,
a clown? This
is Delusions. The podcast where we dive deep into the convergence of ideas. We're excited to take you on a journey through the flood of discussion on topics ranging from culture, faith, politics, and everything in between. Each week, we'll bring banter with new perspectives, interesting guests, and lively conversation that will challenge and inspire you. Join us as we explore the deluge of ideas and find the common ground that brings us all together. Here on Delugeons, here's your host on deck from the Delugeons Lair, Phil Ville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Delugeons Podcast, here coming straight from Clovis, California. Here in the podcast layer with all our co-hosts and panelists for today. And we're glad to have you back for episode, what is it? Number three.
Three.
Number numero
tres.
I can't speak. What's this? Tres. Okay. I know Spanish.
Come a little on. Bit.
All right. But
no sabo.
Yes. And speaking of Mexicans,
it's all of us.
It's the three. Not tres amigos. Four. It's the four. Okay. Yeah, how do you say four in Spanish?
Cuatro.
I can't. Okay. That's all I know. Dang. You're the one who knows a great. You know the most Spanish here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt White, it's good seeing you. Welcome back, Matt White.
You look so different.
Hi, how are you?
All right, everybody, we have our very first guest panelist here for today. Give it for Aaron Martinez. All right, yeah, all right. Woo. He's a great friend of ours here and of mine. We attend the same church. He's on the worship team. Hilarious guy. He's very involved in the worship and men's ministry. And tell us about yourself.
About myself, I'm a Taurus. I like romantic walks down.
Who are you walking with? I want to know that. Huh? You like romantic walks down where?
My In-N-Out.
Your In-N-Out. And who's with you when you picture that image? Is Breaking News here?
Oh, no.
Take it easy. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'll buckle up and get ready for a wild ride. And we introduce the man from Merced, the king of unpredictable humor, the one, the only, Omar Gonzalez.
What's up?
Watch out for the unexpected punchlines, folks. He's always the witty. We get a lot of feedback, a lot of DMs. The guy is funny looking. I mean, funny. I know. It's like, I know. But and then, of course, yeah, we got it on here.
I have feelings too, Phil.
Yes, you do.
Underneath all that facial hair, he has feelings.
That's right.
Just covers up my soft inner being.
There you go.
And beneath the beard is a man. Yes. And beneath the man is his nucleus.
Here's an actual leaper?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm
you even science? Yes, I'm gonna come back to that science thing right now. But we got to speaking of science major. She believes in the evolution.
Oh my gosh!
No,
you keep, every intro, you like hype me up as something weird.
While you're evolving, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. So you're formerly known as the influencer, and this week you are
this the evolutionist. Now,
the evolutionist.
Guess, yeah.
Darwin. No. I got in trouble one time for that. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Yeah, at church, shout out to Cornerstone. I love my church family there. I was on staff there, and I did the video announcements. So I remember visiting, saw this concept. So you know that scene with Nacho Libre? How does it go?
Why have you not been baptized?
Yes. Okay, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do this baptism announcement.
Oh,
so all of a sudden he comes in, he goes, and freezes. Baptism's open, right? And then, everybody laughed. It was like huge, you know, all the services. It had a great time. And then Pastor Rudy at staff meeting, he was sitting there, one of the pastors there. He goes, "Who ever thought about that? Oh, it's so funny. It was just hilarious." And they're like, "Yeah." And then Pastor Franklin, love pastor, but he said he's just laying back. He goes, "Not doing that again."
Okay. That's all you had to say.
That's
all you had to say.
That was my Nacho Libre introducing to
the church. But yes, but it's great. A great show. We have a great show lined up today. A lot of things to talk about, but some funny things. Now, we had some great compliments on the memes, the reels, the clips, and the shorts that you guys were submitting here from the panelists. But somebody got a little flack from the co-hosts here. Omar, they weren't happy with some of your, but I was like indifferent about it. But it was a great conversation.
You didn't tell me about this.
Yes, break. Yes, yes, yes. I won't switch on Kayla, but she Kayla says, you know, I'm going to get some. Yes, the whistle. Okay. So Kayla now has, it's time for.
Source from around the web for your delight. Here's your memes and clips of the week.
Yeah. So we have the meme. So we're going to start off with Kayla. Okay. This is a picture of Kayla.
Is this something I submitted?
No, this is something from you did a selfie video. You did it. You went live. Yeah. Gosh. So here she is.
What is
this?
I got a new life. You would hardly recognize me. I'm so grand. Okay. I take care for you.
That dog was literally singing. That's talent. It counts.
Isn't that like from Pitch Perfect now?
That's okay.
Oh, that's what
okay. That was pretty good. Okay, Kayla, number one. Let's see if we Aaron, did you like that one?
The dog sounds better than my tia, so
yeah. Oh, okay.
Cuidado.
Okay. Well, let's see if she has a move.
Come here.
Your hair was cut longer.
All these papas over here. Get over here.
And get smacked up, doggy.
Okay, so you see Kayla has the moves.
Oh, my gosh.
To the right. My salary trying to keep up with my expenses.
Real talk.
Oh,
that poor senora.
Okay.
Look at her go.
Man, I'm trying to keep up with my expenses. Yeah.
Man, nice inflation.
Yeah, basically.
So what are you spending your money on lately? In and out.
My dog.
Your dog,
what
yes.
What kind of dog you got?
A German Shepherd.
Ay, andale.
Whoa.
Okay, well, not a dog, but I thought about goats now, right?
Oh, my gosh.
What was that? Was I making a noodle out of a goat?
Oh, my God.
Birria, right?
It's a birria, bro. He saw his future already.
That's messed up.
He saw his future? What did you see in that future there, Mr. Aaron?
A big hole in the dirt.
Oh,
some banana leaves and...
Oh. What do you wear?
Huh? What?
Okay.
A banana leaves, bro. You never seen that?
No.
No wonder he doesn't know how to say 1, 2, 3, 4. I never seen a banana leaf.
Okay, so all right, so that's pretty good. You're on a roll here. This one, this one says Tupac is alive. What? No,
I seen them.
At
the Fulton Mall.
When I that's when the magic happens. Everybody wants to take a picture. Everyone's going bananas over this thing. And there it goes.
I thought you would hear that.
Am I allowed to laugh?
Hey, my mom watches this.
I was like, what would make them laugh? I don't think we have the same sense of humor. Maybe this will make them laugh. See. I thought you went through those before.
Talk about demonetized.
You Christianized right there.
Just reaction.
We just got de-baptized. We gotta get baptized again.
For real.
All right, everybody, hold hands.
Oh my gosh.
I was grabbing my ankle already.
That wasn't funny.
That sound, like, because you know on TikTok you can like you can reuse the audio of a video, but you could put your own video over the audio. Uh-huh. So like that audio sound like went viral, and there was like other things people were doing with their dogs, like their wiener dogs. So that was the original. But then I go, let me see what the original audio is, and I went to the original and saw that today. And
so Sister Norma, you're watching.
Hi, mom.
Hey, Mom.
I'll be on the worship team. Everybody's going to be looking at you like this.
That was an Oscar Mayer commercial, I think.
Next Sunday.
Yes, and so...
I know what I'm being for Halloween now.
So now...
the black man or the wiener?
Canceled tonight, my boy.
Real fast. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Mr. Aaron, you're going to be the judge today, all right? So that was all Kayla's. All
right.
Kayla's, okay? Now versus Omar, all right? The Mercedian. Here we go.
Hey, hold on. Can I?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
In my mind.
In your mind.
I go for a motif.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Watch out.
You know what I mean?
He said, I'm artistique.
He's an artist, bro.
So you got to think of this as a progressive meme.
This is like
it's
curated.
Like one whole, oh, it's sauced
appetizer.
Up. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Expectations are high.
I'm going to run somebody's bet.
Bro, Bruce Lee was mad, bro. Oh my god.
What? He took that personally.
No, that was premeditated saturation.
Oh man. My god.
Wow, okay, all right. Let's see your theme.
We gotta stop Asian hate.
Oh.
What?
My gosh.
What am I looking at?
My son doesn't even know how to tie his shoes. Look at
Dang,
these boys.
The coordination.
China's taking over 2032.
I never seen so many tortilla warmers in my life. Oh my
wow.
Are they like at a talent
show? So how does
show,
Michael Jackson and these... I don't even go there because it's like...
First,
it's a meeting
first,
of cultures.
Yes.
She attacked the chinito on the boat. Then
okay,
they responded by training.
Yes, now, sons now.
Okay.
There's only either there can be war or there can be peace.
Oh, you really?
That's where Steve Harvey's been.
No, literally.
It's like something's stuck in there. How does he eat? Do a dance, Aaron. Let me see the dance. All right. All right, Kayla, go your turn.
Uh-uh.
All right, Mr. Producer. Oh, this is a producer. Here, let me show you on the screen. That's him right there. Producer. All right. Okay. That's just a loop. Okay. That's okay. It's
Bro,
progressing.
How far into the depths of the internet did you go to find that?
I'll tell you what. Well, I just... One of my favorite curators of memes and videos is, as you see there, Chinese Donut Boy.
Oh, those were all the same account.
You okay, know. Well, let's see. Let's see if we're ready for the next one here. Any setup?
No. Oh. I don't even know what this one was.
Oh.
It's just relatable content.
Leaving
That's
the store.
Real.
Oh.
That's Channing. Real.
I feel good. Let's go shopping.
DJ Kevin.
You ever walk into a store and then like not find what you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And then you gotta walk out.
You gotta walk out empty-handed.
Empty-handed. And you feel guilty because you walk by all the cashier registers mm-hmm. and stuff.
Well, especially they always think I got something under the purse.
Hey.
They can't handle it, huh?
No, just lift it up. Show them.
Well, then I start scaring all
the camera's
kids.
Right there, Aaron.
It's good to go.
All right. Eric, did you want to explain to the listeners that are all listening?
Explain what?
Okay, here we go. I'm moving on.
Hello, Mom.
Whoa. Yeah?
I just got a $5,000 donation on my stream.
What?
I just got a $5,000 donation on my live stream. Somebody gave me $5,000. I can get a car now.
That'd be
funny. I know.
Ah. Hello, Mom.
Are you proud of me? Are you happy that I didn't go to college?
Is this the Starbucks guy with the whipped cream?
Oh my gosh. R.I.P. Oh my god.
She said, I don't care.
Did she say,
are you glad I didn't go to college, Mom? I don't care. My boy wanted to be a streamer.
Bro, and then he said buy a car. You're going to get for $5,000, like a 2002 Honda Accord.
Not even.
Not even. Those are higher resale value.
$15,000 now.
And with no catalytic converter. Especially if you're buying in Fresno.
Oh. Well, you know, so now here we go. The ruling our judge needs to give a verdict here. So, Mr. Aaron, what made you laugh, roll your eyes, or who was better?
Yeah, I'll buy you tacos after.
Omar's.
Oh, wow.
No, I got to be honest. I just want tacos, but that wiener went in the goat. That was.
Okay. All right. Respect. Okay. Well, all right. So that's good. You win her. Give it up for Kayla.
Kayla.
Right. Oh, for me? I thought.
Kayla. No, you won.
You won. All right. Yeah. You're always a winner.
A wiener.
All right. This month, October, is traditionally Halloween. And so we don't celebrate the demons, the devils. Now, except for Kayla, we have videos we're going to show them a little bit. We'll show that in a minute. But I want to ask, Mr. Aaron, I know you had a lot of trauma as a child, but what did your parents dress you up as a little niño?
Oh, bro, it was the worst. Oh, yeah? Parents were pastors, so I only had two options.
Okay.
A Bible character or a clown.
Okay.
I was upset. Like, I hated life. Like, it was just horrible. Everyone wanted to be like, you know, be a G.I. Joe, you know, something, a wrestler, something. But
oh, wow. So you're
the Lord's Army. You gotta be, you know, what do you want to say? Creative.
Creative. What would you have been?
Oh, I was everything, bros. Oh. I was a vampire. I was a Ninja Turtle. Okay. I was a Three Amigos. Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, I was a.
Parents didn't care.
Hey, out there, dude.
They were
possessed.
Well, you know, I was Yoda like 2 or 3 years in a row. I didn't grow for 2 or 3 years, so God. I wore the same costume as a little knee. Those little plastic ones you put on, right?
That's embarrassing. I wouldn't have even said that. 3 years in a row?
I didn't even know better. Then I realized it wasn't even a real Yoda. It was just like.
It wasn't even the real one.
Oh, it was yogurt or something. It wasn't from Spaceballs. But and Kayla, I know you were dressed up. Would you have a sheet over? Or?
No. Whoa. Never.
Never?
Never. My parents are hardcore.
I was going to say, well, were you a Klan member?
No. every Halloween. I didn't specify.
Come on, bro.
I was like, oh, she's from North. She's from North Fresno.
She's from Clovis.
I don't even know what he was talking about. No, every Halloween you would catch me at working at the Harvest Festival at like some little booth.
Did you sneak in or working the booth? Yeah. You're witnessing on Halloween.
Exactly. Or I was in the play.
You're in the play?
In the drama. We would have a drama every Harvest Festival. Ooh. So people would go through the drama first, get a
like
ticket.
Like a little Hell House?
And then, basically.
Oh, Hell House.
And then they would scare have the to go through the drama. Scare all the demonios out.
The house is inside.
And then they would be able to go into like the game area where all the Jolly Jumpers were and stuff.
Okay.
Every Jolly Halloween. Jumpers?
Jolly every Halloween. Jumpers.
You guys have names for everything.
What?
You got Jolly Jumper?
What are they called here?
I don't know. Jump House? I don't know.
That sounds
so Christian. Bounce? A Jolly bounce Jumpers.
A Jolly Jumper.
Come what on. Do they say them here in the valley?
Bounce House.
Bounce House? Bounce House? Okay, yeah, Bounce Jump House. I said that too growing up.
Jolly Jumper.
I never heard of that. It sounds like Santa Claus or something.
Really?
But okay,
I'm
so
call my cousin when he jumps the board again. That is Jolly Jumper.
You gotta be happy when you make it over, bro. I'm hip. I'm back.
I gotta share something with you. Aaron's brother John, he's a pastor at Adventure 2, and he sent me a video, and I just want to share with you. It was when you're younger, and this was him. He says this was a Mexican transformer. So, Aaron, are you embarrassed?
No.
I'm actually jealous. I would have made that as a kid.
Get
and like,
your own
they
movie
all
like
happy.
This.
But so this is I saw this on my feed, and it's like I think this kid, they're twins. I'm not sure what happened, but you know, Area 51, they exposed the alienness, and so check this out.
She's committed to the bit.
Hey, that kind of scared me though a little bit right now.
Get this little boy Oscar.
A little really scary, you know. But you know, everybody gets to be what they want to be, and you know, you kind of alluded it to with your memes. You had a little bit of theme there.
Yeah.
But you know, cultural appropriation is really PC. You can't really do that in this anymore. I mean, Aaron, is there another something else you want to be? Another race or a Navi or something? I'm not sure what you want to be, but this is check this out.
Why do you want to be Mexican? Because you eat quesadillas?
Yeah. 20 years later.
Un, dos, tres, let's go.
Carne asada, let's go.
A fundraiser after church. Aaron?
Hi, Moreno.
What are you?
Respect, bro. Everyone wants to be Mexican, right?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Yes.
We got the prettiest girls. You know what I mean?
Preach, bro.
You know what I mean? We got the best tasting food.
Best food.
Hey, hands they have the nicest down. Beaches over there in Mexico.
Hardest workers.
Yes, harvest festivals.
Everything. Most creative people.
Harvest festival.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's Satan's month, right?
Oh, but, my God. You know,
bro, no, it's not.
He said, praise the Lord, it's
bro,
Satan's month.
Bro, why are you
month.
Just giving it up like that, bro? Just giving up the whole month?
Oh, fight.
Every day
you
is
gotta fight.
This is the day the Lord
fight
has made, okay? So every day is the Lord's day. All right, so.
But you just gave the devil the whole month of October.
Still the
I was
joy.
Born in October 4. I can't be giving him my month. Oh, you wanted to claim 9/11 for yourself. And now I got to give up my birthday to the devil. Little dirty weasel. Can't stand you.
In other words, remember.
I have asthma from working in the fields.
No, bro, the demons are coming out. The demons are coming
out. Oh, that Yoda.
Oh, my God.
The spirit of Yoda's coming out.
The spirit of Yoda.
Talk you will not. Choke you will. Hey, woosah, bro. Woosah.
You're crying.
That's our third and last episode.
So R.I.P. Phil.
All right, we're back. Yes, I'm not crying. I'm just laughing off camera. I just these guys crack me up. Okay. Why do we still have Omar on the screen?
First Matt, now Phil, bro. Dropping like flies.
So yeah, this month we take impact from Satan, right? The church. I'll go that's back into that.
Yes,
it's
right.
For the Ninos. We're having a harvest festival at our church and
the orphans. They need me. And I have forsaken them.
I know you're gonna be having a birthday coming up soon. You're gonna be right. Going to where?
We're going to Disneyland.
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna see all the princesses there, right?
All of the highness.
Yep, the new princesses that I have now.
I'm here to shop you around and make all your selections for the day.
Okay. All of them, yeah.
All the non-binary ones.
Take it easy, bro. They're all.
So, here we have another theme park, Knott's Berry Farm. If you've seen the headlines, you want to go there. I've never been there. And they have Snoopy there. But there's a new Snoopy in town. And we're going to
show you.
Snoopy is dressed as the devil.
No.
Here we go. Which one do you think Snoopy is?
You're lying. This is not.
I'm not even kidding.
You're lying. This is not. This is not at Knott.
This is not very far. So it's big controversy right
You're
now.
You're lying.
No joke.
I have not seen this.
And Google, yes, you should be outraged, right? Google.
Yeah. They're in freaking like leather underwear,
bondage
dancing
stuff.
Around in front of children.
Yeah, they're promoting bondage and they're in bondage. Yeah, so there's.
That is wild.
I know.
Not
Omar.
Them also misspelling Barry. On the.
I know.
Leave my cousin alone.
So they have a lot of bondage. You see all the leather and you see the collars there. So Omar, when they grabbed, you gave him that collar.
There's no segue into Omar off the bondage and the leather and the collars.
You're a groomer. The dog groomer.
Those are your Quintones right there?
Oh, man.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Aaron? You have your eyes wide open. You're like,
I used to love their fried chicken there. Now I can't go.
That's Snoopy. Is that the Snoopy you remember?
Oh, bro.
Which one was supposed to be?
Where's Linus and all? What's the names?
Yeah. Big Pan and Sally and Lucy.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, my God.
I read the Christmas. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
To me, almost every night now, past couple weeks.
Oh.
It's crazy, yeah. So that's a Satan.
Look how the mighty have fallen.
Look how the mighty has fallen. And you know, and they had a part two to this in Knott's Farm. And I'll play this clip here.
I'm so confused.
Oh my God. Oh, wait a minute. That's my Knott's Berry Farm.
I'm glad Matt's not here for this one.
That was awesome.
I would have broke his heart.
Not on my bingo card either. Seeing the freaking Pope.
Yeah, that's the
up
Pope.
There like that. Oh,
and what do you
gosh.
See in there, Kayla? Describe it to
there
the listeners.
There is a troupe of carnival characters, acrobats, dancers.
And that one cardinal's all happy right there. But what's going on here?
They're all dancing and doing stuff, acrobatic things, just around the cardinals and literally Pope, the Pope.
Yeah,
Francis.
The LGBT community. He's celebrating. This is very. Read that saying up there, Omar, on top.
It says the Vatican has fallen. As a Catholic, I denounce this satanic pope for making a mockery of our faith in Jesus Christ. This is not what Catholicism is, and every Catholic should speak out against this disgusting mockery of our faith. Yep. Whoa.
That's intense. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Bro, the pope was just chilling like that. He was about to break his vows.
Looks like he really
He's about to risk
already.
It all. Yeah. Those guys are about to risk
Those
it all.
Those cardinals are about to risk it all.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Aaron?
Well, I think they drink too much of that Santa Cena, brother.
For all the Protestants out there, what does that mean?
Oh, communion.
Oh, there
you go. The Lord's Supper.
A little bit too much of that juice.
Partaking in the blood.
Yep. So
crazy.
Yep, it's a lot of confusion going on, and
never thought I would see that in my life.
All right, this segment here we're talking about Law and Order. I know that Omar, you were what, arrested how many times?
Hey, those were expunged, bro.
We got your old records.
Those are sealed records, Phil. What you doing?
Well, we have a picture of you on a bike here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo.
Take it easy.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
This Mama Bear.
Uh-uh.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
A handgun falls from his waistband at the driver who confronts him. Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
Hit. Yeah. Watch this.
Despicable behavior when you see an individual that feels that it's open.
So, Kayla, what's your reaction to this?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I definitely want to know what happened before for him to, like, get so upset to jump on her car like that, even though that's, like, inexcusable behavior. But I'm surprised she didn't just deck him, because I would have just gone for it.
Pulled his gun out, though, and he head bunted her. And, Aaron, what would you have done?
What?
If you were in that car?
Oh, I would have ran over two of the Rough Riders right there.
We're gonna look back.
I was a dude, right?
I was a dude.
What the heck are you
And the mama bear came out. And there was two young kids in the back.
Oh.
And so they were scared. And so that's why she did that. And during this time, there's a lot of ongoing looting, a lot of crime there in Philly. So right here we have AOC, and she says, why are people breaking into things? Why are people looting? Why are people doing all this crime here in America?
And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
So here they go. Here's some video footage. And she was right.
True.
They were going after some bread they needed to eat.
Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat.
Oh,
Oh, sister, you and me, we need to eat less.
Yeah. Aaron, what is your response as this is playing in the background? Is it really bread that they're going after? They're just taking advantage of an opportunity to.
Bro, why don't you put that energy into like work, like get a job?
Yeah. Omar, what do you say?
I think they're on a liquid fast. They're going into the wine and spirit store. My goodness.
Is that what the store was?
Yeah, it says right there, good spirits. That's some bad juju right there. Man, I don't know. That's too much, bro. It's just chaos. This is why stores and places are fleeing, you know, these cities. Walgreens is shut down. CVS is shutting down. The grocery stores are leaving, you know. And then they're going to complain about like, oh, we're in a, what do they call it? Like a food desert where there's no grocery stores around for miles. Well, it's because like, hey, like when we lock up at night, we expect our product to still be in the store when we come back in the morning to sell it. But then things like this happen where they, you know, for whatever reason, and I don't even know what happened to set off a mob, but either it was just like some type of social media frenzy where they go and like, hey, meet us and we're going to go out and just loot.
Yeah, she was a social media influencer, Deja Blackwell, who live streamed looting several major city businesses. And guess what? She received 6 felony charges following the accusations she encouraged the looters. So she has a mugshot now. She's in tears. Have it on the screen. And she's not smiling anymore.
Shoplifter screaming, Walmart is racist. After getting caught still. She had all that candy?
Hey, look at all the people, bro.
That's embarrassing.
Dang, she didn't like steal like a bigger yoga pant.
Look who's recording. All the Mexicans.
Bro, that's so funny, man. How is she blaming Walmart when it's an actual officer? Like, Walmart's not even doing the poor cashier is trying to do her job and she's like, Walmart.
Hey, Walmart. I like Walmart.
I go to Walmart, bro. I hate Target.
La Walmart.
Oh, my bad.
Walmart. You boycotted Target now or what?
Oh, no, just too bougie. Like, I feel uncomfortable.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
No worries.
You'll never get sponsored by Target. No?
That's right.
It's just, again, Aaron, thank you for being part of today's show. We want to have you back. Of course, you have a good time?
I hope so.
You hope so?
Hey, bro, he threw you into this.
Well, we had to talk to your agent and
heavy,
make
man.
Sure.
Heavy,
yeah.
I'm
so nervous.
So we want to.
My mom knew.
We want to end on a high note or really a high note.
Yes.
Again, thank you, Aaron, for being part. And to our people watching and listening, Omar, tell them what they could do.
Hey, you can like, follow, subscribe, and you can go support our sponsor, our wives.
Wait a minute. Rewind, pause. We actually have, before we end, we have sponsors that we want to share with you. So our first sponsor, Aaron, actually, you had worked really hard to find our sponsor for the show. And that's why we brought you on. You bought your seat, basically. So
I believe in this podcast and believe in Phil. And it took me a while, but I brought someone with me. Our first sponsor. Vicks Vapor Rub.
Vaporu.
Bro, this is straight from Mexico. So what did I say, Omar?
Sí. Vicks Vaporu para calmar algunos síntomas de resfriado. Bro, you could have used this to start the podcast over there choking. Let me see. Hey, bro. Take a look.
Clean you up.
Clean me up right here. I'll take it right up.
Bro. My parents, any parent, no other medicine but this. I had it on the bottom of my feet, in my nose, on my chest.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I was 7 years old, but when I would go to bed, I looked like a heavyweight fighter. Just doing
all over your face.
All right.
But that's our first sponsor.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sponsors.
Our second sponsor.
Yes.
Ponte numero 9.
The flour tortilla.
Dang.
This, I want to smell
that. Echa de mano or what?
No, no, these are fake missions. But this is not only a plate. This is an eating utensil. They tried to gentrify and say it's a wrap. It's a Asiago chicken wrap. No, it's a tortilla. Oh. Or it's a burrito.
What is that?
Right?
Bone holder.
Come on, bro. It's a napkin.
It's a scooper. You scoop it on your fork.
And,
right?
And here's a little gordito hack for you guys. Okay, you have your taco, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're eating. And if you close your taco, you didn't serve it right. You can't close, right? You have to have so much toppings that it can't close. So what you do, you put the other tortilla in the bottom, you eat, and as it falls, guess what?
Gordito hacks 101 with Aaron.
All right.
Our first one. I've never seen this, but it's a wire hanger. Some of you are, you know, you got plastic or bougie, you got those wooden hangers.
Ooh. Right? With
but
the
this
felt.
Is what we had. Yeah, not only is it a hanger, but it's your TV's antenna. If you grew up without cable. Yeah, it's your back scratcher. Yeah, it's also a wonderful hitting device. If you ever caught one of these on the back of your thigh, you knew what pain was.
If you lock your keys in the car.
And if you lock your keys in your car, all the cholos know.
That's right.
Master key. And our last sponsor.
All right, here we go. We got four sponsors.
He was ready.
The plastic bag.
Yeah.
That's right. I never knew there was an actual trash bag for restrooms. This is all I've seen in my restrooms since I was a little kid. If I was going to go spend the night at a cousin's house, guess what my luggage was? Yeah. If my tia was dyeing her hair and she had to cover it up. And, of course, if I wanted to go get my lunch for work, guess what I was taking?
There it goes.
The plastic bag. These are our sponsors tonight for Delusions. Wonderful podcast.
That's powerful, 10 cents now for every plastic bag now, right?
Hey, you know what? Hey, Mexicans, we've been going green. Green cards. You know what I mean? Gringos. And look at us. And our recycling, we're going green.
Bro, if your house did not have a drawer or a bag with all these bags in it.
Yeah.
Wow, we have sponsors. So give it up for our sponsors. Thank you for joining. All right, so thank you for joining the podcast, Delusions Podcast here at the Podcast Slayer. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Thanks for diving deep with us on the Delusions Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast on your favorite platform. By doing so, you'll never miss an opportunity to dive deep with us again, and you'll help us grow our community of curious minds. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Delusions.